Good morning. It's 9th of July. Our middle reading today brings us to Isaiah chapter 65. I'm going to read to you from Brother Ray Willett's book, once again, Mighty to Save. I read, when speaking of the end of the Israelite constitution, founded upon the Mosaic law at Sinai, Isaiah wrote, the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. That's Isaiah 51, verse 6. He then went on to speak of the time when the kingdom would be restored under Messiah, of whom he said, I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Chapter 51, verse 16. The new heavens and the new earth will be a universal kingdom founded upon the new covenant in Christ. The city of Jerusalem, situated in the hill country of Judea, is therefore called New Jerusalem, because it will be the centre of the coming kingdom of God on earth. God will then make Jerusalem a praise in the earth, as we read in chapter 62, verse 7. It will become the city of the great king and of the princes who rule in judgment. Of these servants of God, the prophet wrote, but be ye glad and rejoice for ever in that which I create. For, behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Chapter 65, verse 18 and 19. This people is called the bride of the Lamb's wife and the holy Jerusalem in the book of Revelation, where Isaiah's words are given their full significance. Revelation 21, verses 1 to 4. But of the nation of Israel it is written that they will be the Lord's inheritance, a blessing in the midst of the earth, Isaiah 19, verse 24. God will be glorified in them in the sight of all nations, and the nations will go up to their land to worship God. Their blessing, in common with the nations, will not at first be eternal life, that is reserved for the servants of God, but will be a temporal blessing during the reign of Christ and the saints, a blessing of peace, security, prosperity, and long life. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. Chapter 65, verse 20. Length of life will be granted to those who respect and keep the laws of Christ, but open rebellion and sin will meet with immediate and just retribution. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. That's verses 21 and 22. When man is guaranteed a right to work, eat, and live in peace, without fear of oppression, with good health and long life to enjoy the fruits of his labour, conditions will revert to what they were before the flood. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. There will be peace between God and man, leading to the removal of yet another curse, with the return of the Edenic tranquillity of all creation. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Once again, we are able to rejoice in the vision of the kingdom and pray, may that day come soon.